Hello, everybody. My name is Olivia, and I'm here with...
Steven.
And we're talking about what first graders' favorite pet is. And we asked them if they like dogs, cats, fish, or other. Steven, how many people said that they like dogs?
56.
How many people said they liked cats?
6.
How many people said they liked fish?
1.
How many people said they liked other?
4.
Steven, what's your favorite pet?
Cats and dogs.
My favorite pet is a dog. Steven, do you have a dog?
Yeah.
How many?
2.
I have 1. Steven, do you like having a dog?
Yes.
Are they fun to cuddle with?
Yes. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Bye. Hello, my name is Olivia, and I'm here with Reagan to teach y'all about lacrosse. So I'm going to ask her a few questions. So let's get on with questions. So Reagan, why do you like lacrosse so much?
Because you get to hang out with your friends and you get good exercise.
Reagan, what do you play?
Attack.
Do you like playing attack?
Yes, because you get to score goals for your team. Plus, you get to have good exercise, which is good for you.
How many people play on the field?
12.
How long is each game?
25 minutes per half, so about 50 minutes.
How many games per season?
10.
When is lacrosse season?
Late January through late April or early May.
Do you like how it's then?
Yes, because it's not really hot like the summer, and it's not really cold like the winter or December, but it's like just warm enough.
Do you have any like tournaments and stuff?
Yes, during the summer we have like three or four per year.
That's nice. So that's all we have for our questions today. Bye.
Hello, my name is Jake, and I'm here with...
Drew.
And today we're going to be talking about the weird moments in boxing / UFC. Our first moment is when a fan, also known as Fan Man, started parachuting down into the ring and took a beating by fans.
Well, the fans definitely didn't like him disrupting the fight.
No, they didn't. And our next moment is when Mike Tyson took a bite out of Evander Holyfield's ear, and this was very disturbing.
Well, what to say, it was a bit of an earful.
Yes, it was. Next moment is when a fighter came out wearing a blue Speedo.
Well, I think he might be part of the Despacito group.
Yeah, yes. And he also lost that fight, so he looked good in defeat. And our last moment is when a Brazilian fighter who nicknamed The Baby, who fights in a diaper-looking trunks, and it's odd to watch because it's different, and he can do what he wants to do. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We have enjoyed filming it. Goodbye.
See you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jake, and I am here with
Drew.
And today, we are going to be talking about our school's talent show, our hopes, and the acts that we are looking forward to. Just kidding, I don't like talking in that voice. My man Drew, who's on this podcast, is playing Super Mario Bros. On the guitar.
And I need a full still second.
Yeah. So he's opening up the event. You know, we're all looking forward to him. And his brother is doing a comedy act.
Which is interesting, considered how they were kind of called off with saying Flicken doing the act.
Okay, All right, a little bit of not profanity in there. And our song prediction of the talent show is gonna. Drew, what do you think the song prediction is gonna be? Because 1 year it was A Million Dreams, 1 year it was Frozen, 1 year it was How Far Will I Go? I don't remember the years in exact order.
I kind of feel like we might have a normal talent show. balanced one with the normal song. It's like not everyone doing the same exact thing.
I hope, but
I don't know. The last like 8 people might do the exact same song that I get to see. But besides that, there's only like 1 or 2 songs that were repeated like twice.
Then what were they?
I don't remember.
Okay, he doesn't remember.
You know it's good if like you just can't remember them.
Yeah, I think someone's definitely going to be doing Happier, and someone's obviously going to be doing there's a lot of acts that people do, because, like, they just do them because they're in every town, so, like, a gymnastics act, a piano act, comedy act, I think it's going to be Happier, or, what is it,
Obama.
No, it's not going to be Mobamba. It's not going to be Mobamba Drew.
You said it might. You said you were hoping
for it. We want it to be Mobamba, but it's not, because it has some profanity in there. In which we're not allowed to do that, so that's bad. Our past talent shows. I think, like, what was the best talent show, past talent show you act? We've seen so far?
Well, I may be biased towards WAST. I was in it.
Yeah, that was pretty good. But there's one, like 2 years ago, there's 2 really good 6th graders who sung the piano and did singing on it, and it was really good.
And also, like, last year, there was those awesome, like, kids that were doing the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Good in 4th grade. It was much better than me, and I was in 6th grade, probably because, like, now. That was the 4th year I started taking lessons and stuff. But now this is almost my 2nd year of taking lessons.
Yeah, man. I think you're going to kill it in the talent show. But, like, about Super Mario, have you come over any, challenges? Like, in terms of, like, messing up a lot. Like, have you messed up a lot in terms of filming?
No. Kind of. Like, I used to have a lot of trouble for the beginning, but now, like, the beginning is a lot cleaner. But, like, if you're wondering, like, I'm probably going to start losing it at the end.
Yeah, because it's a 3-minute song.
Because at the end of, like, the song, I practiced the waist, and my arm's going to start getting, like, a bit tired.
Yeah, like that, but that's what you got to do. You got to be an artist. Like, you got to suck it up and deal with it, right, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man, you got this. Let's get psyched up.
And the, like, song is, like, easily 2 minutes without the repeats in it.
Yeah. But, like, but you got to put in the repeats.
Because
it's got to be Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We have enjoyed filming this. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Olivia, and I'm here with
Belle.
And I'm going to ask her a few questions about lacrosse. So, Belle, why do you like lacrosse so much?
I like it because you can socialize, you can make new friends, and you could get really good at a sport.
What do you play? Defense, attack, or midi?
I play attack.
Do you like playing attack?
Yes.
Why?
Because I get to either score goals or assist goals, and I can help ride the players down the field, and yeah.
How many games are in a season, Belle?
There are about 10 games.
Do you like, would you rather have more games or less games?
I would much rather have more because the lacrosse season goes by so fast, and I want it to go slower, so I'd much rather have more.
When is lacrosse season?
Lacrosse season is about to late February to early May.
Do you like it then?
Yes, because I could do other sports at different times.
Do you have any tournaments?
Yes, I do.
Do you win your tournaments?
Yes, some of them. But, like, it depends what teams we're playing, if we're, like, the younger team or the older team. Most games we do win, and sometimes we win championships in the tournament.
Do you win your games?
Yes. This season we have won about 7 games so far. We still haven't done 3 games that we still need to play.
Do you have any practices?
Yes, we do have practices 3 times a week. We have one Sunday, Friday, and Thursday.
Do you have fun at practices?
Yes. We get to learn some new skills. We practice skills that we still need to get good at, and sometimes we play some games.
How many people play on the field?
12.
Do you like that, the number of people on the field?
Yes, because it's a really long field, and having 12 people is perfect. Plus, the other team has 12, so.
How many yards is the field?
The yards is 100 yards, so, like, it's a lot.
Do you like it that long?
Yes, because it's, like, again, perfect with the number of people, and when, like, you're, like, when you're, like, attack, you don't have to run the whole field, but it's, like, perfect. And when you're midi, it's perfect. And when you're defense, it's perfect. Well, it all just spaces out.
Will you explain what midi is?
A midi runs the whole field from the attack side to the defense side. So, yeah.
Will you explain defense?
So, Belle, will you explain defense?
Defense is defense. Like, you help your middies not get the goal on your side of the field. So, you help your goalie and your middies to get the other team not to score and to turn over the ball.
Will you explain attack?
Attack is where you could score. You stay on the other side of the field from defense, and you could score the goals, you could help with assists, and you help your middies just move the ball to your side.
Nice. Well, Belle, do you have anything else to say?
I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.